What's bugging you?
Why are people so stupid?
Call now, 877-WSKY-TALK.
They don't have common sense. There's people my age and older that don't understand freedom.
97.3, The Sky.
Happy, happy Monday. Let's make it great. It's what we do. 621, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Yeah, don't steal police cars around here. Details coming up. Also, Hollywood elites coming out of the woodwork, doing everything they can to help Kamala, especially in Pennsylvania. Yep. So, Robert De Niro, DiCaprio, Kerry Washington, Tessa Thompson, a bunch of folks were at the Philadelphia Get Out the Vote event. Kamala Harris didn't appear at the Philadelphians for Harris event, but local politicians were present, including the Philadelphia mayor. So they feel like, Pennsylvania, definitely, she is vulnerable. Yep. And here's what De Niro said.
Oh, no.
It makes me so blanking angry that we're here talking about a blank of blank like Donald Trump.
So you really couldn't say what he said.
The crowd was cheering.
Wow.
No, he said, you know, he was just nasty. It's just vitriol and angry and ugly and nasty. It's just, it's ugly. It is ugly again. They're what they call him.
Oh, yeah.
They're the nasty ones. They're the foul ones. They're the ugly ones. And it is in Pennsylvania, man, battleground state.
Yeah.
Looking really good. For the Donald, even Senator John Fetterman, you know, the Democrat from Pennsylvania, recently spoke about the support he is seeing for former President Trump in his state, did an interview with the New York Times. Fetterman was asked why he believes Trump appeals to the swing state's residents, because, you know, if you're left of center, they're like, they just can't believe it. They're like, but he's a bad guy. Everyone told me, and he was like indicted, and he's going to be a dictator. How come who likes him? How come? There's a difference between not understanding, but also acknowledging that it exists. And anybody spends time driving around, you can see the intensity. It's astonishing. This is Fetterman about Trump in Pennsylvania.
That's awesome.
He said, I was doing an event in Indiana County, very, very red. And there was a superstore of Trump stuff. And it was 100 feet long, dozens of T-shirts, hats, bumper stickers. I mean, it's like, where does all this come from? It's the kind of thing that has taken on a life of its own.
Awesome.
It's like something very special exists there. And that doesn't mean that I admire it. Uh-huh. It's just, it's real. And now Elon Musk is joining him. I mean, to a lot of people, that's Tony Stark, you know, the character from Iron Man.
Right.
That's the world's richest guy. And he's obviously and undeniably a brilliant guy. And he's saying, hey, that's my guy for president. That's going to really matter.
That's awesome.
So, again,
yeah,
Fetterman, stroke victim, actually comes out smarter than he was previously. Uh-huh. But all he's doing is acknowledging it, you know, and so many on the left. And it's going to hurt him, thankfully. I mean, not him. It's going to hurt Democrats, I think, all up and down the ballot because of that. Because they don't have any substance. Kamala won't answer questions. Everything they say is negative and usually pointed at Trump or his supporters. And that's all you have? I just think the American people, you know, demand more, deserve more. Of course they do. And the Democrats, they fail to deliver. They can't deliver. What are they going to deliver on? We're going to finally fix the border that we opened? It was done on purpose. I think most American people realize that. Now, some are still going to vote Democrat no matter what.
Sure.
But
yeah,
you know, a lot of your swing voters and people that might have been on the fence, they're like, they've come to realize, they go, yeah, a border thing is a mess. And yeah, when I looked into it, it wasn't a mess under Trump. And then it became one very quickly after Biden and Harris took office. I don't know. It's pretty straightforward. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The appeal in those Trump specialty stores, they've popped up all over.
Yeah.
And people support them and people are wearing it and wearing it proudly.
Mm-hmm.
Because, look, I know the left thinks they're, you know, they're doing the right thing. They do. But we know we are the patriots. You know, we're the patriots.
Well, put it this way. You see an American flag on something. What do you think? Do you think Democrat?
I immediately want to take a knee.
In honor?
No. That's the world of Kaepernick.
Well, that's true.
The thing he started in.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you see an American flag.
Right.
You're proud of it.
Absolutely. And you don't think of Democrats driving that vehicle with the flag on it.
Absolutely not. No. Yeah, they're the ones that have stickers that say coexist, but they're the rudest, foulest, nastiest people. They don't want to coexist.
Isn't that ironic? You can coexist as long as you agree with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the ones that, you know, well, it's just,
yeah,
it
yeah.
is what it, you know what? I think it's time to think about good things, upbeat things, fun things. That's why.
It's not time for things to make you smile yet.
No, but this could make you smile.
Okay.
Sending you to the spectacular Ocala Food and Wine Festival. Ooh. It's the Grand Tasting Saturday, and I've got the morning keyword for you. Ready? It is Ocala.
How appropriate.
So you text Ocala to 20357. That's 20357 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Grand Tasting Saturday. Even though the event goes on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the tickets are for Saturday. That's the biggest, you know, the biggest time.
Mm-hmm. The Grand Tasting, did you say?
Yes, I did. Yes. Data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Make sure your windshield washing fluid is full. I try to add a helpful tip besides the legalese, you know, something people can actually use.
Extra PSA, courtesy of Bob Rose.
Yeah, a man arrested Saturday evening accused of stealing a Marion County Sheriff's Office SUV. Yeah, that's not a good thing. Details on that and a whole lot more coming your way as we make Mondays great on 97.3 The Sky.
The 2024 election.
It's going to start right here.
In the home stretch
to Election Day on The Sky.
10. Every vote matters.
9. November 5th.
Liberation Day.
8. No guardrails.
7. Keep men out of women's sports.
6. Paying their fair share.
5. Spending money like drunken sailors.
4. Hired playbook.
3. You're fired.
2. Let's handle November, shall we?
1.
Counting down to Election Day with updates every half hour. Breaking news at once. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.